KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Oh, thank God we weren't live about 10 seconds ago, or you'd have heard some things that kids going to school and listening during their lunch break would have been told is unacceptable English language. But Travis Johnson is indeed in studio. Travis Johnson is back from Tallahassee. We are all very well aware of the fact that Travis went to check on his dealership, and we are all very relieved that the word is the dealership is A-OK. So he is back. He has had several experiences to tell us about. One is how pleased he is with Movember. Two is the fact that he was accused of being the black Ken Bone. You were black Ken Bone, but you got to meet Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, I did.
Which is pretty impressive. And if we put that picture up, and you can tweet that, you are a red half-zip sweater away from being the black Ken Bone. We can call you Ken Blackbone. And since you were traveling, and I was doing the show without you, you basically have a story that I think needs to be told. You were robbed without being held up, which is absolutely unfortunate, but the sign of the times with the TSA and airport security these days.
They might be. You know what I realize is you can get a TSA job with just a GED. You know, because they got to be.
You can get places.
Yeah, no question. And nothing wrong with somebody with just a GED, but they got to be the dumbest individuals in the world. These guys, I go through security. Mind you now, I fly, sir. Every time I fly, especially if I'm flying for just 2 days,
right?
I take my tote bag, I pack my tote bag, and in my pockets, I have my cigar lighter, my cigar cutter, I got my phone, a pack of dip, and that's how I go, in my wallet. That's it. And I go through Houston security, fine, get there, get to Tallahassee, go through Atlanta, get to Tallahassee. Coming back from Tallahassee, I'm going through security. I put all my stuff in my pockets in the tray. Mm-hmm. Well, then they stopped my tray, and I'm like, what they stopped my tray for? I'm thinking it's over my cutter because, you know, the cutter's pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's got a blade in it.
Yeah, it's got a blade in it, so it's pretty sharp. So I'm like, all right, well, if they talk about the cutter, just explain to them, it literally goes a centimeter deep. There's no way I'm getting this blade out because it's a precision cutter. So, the lady's like, no, you can't have that lighter. I said, what you mean I can't have that lighter? She said, no, it's a Torx lighter. You can't have it. I said, I bought it here with me on the plane in my pocket. Well, two wrongs don't make a right. And then they bring another guy over there, right? I said, well, how about the last 4 years of wrongs? I said, I don't go anywhere without this lighter. And That's just wrong. You're not supposed to have this lighter on here. I said, so how did I get it here? You see all the patina on there? This is old. Like, yeah. My hands have worn off whatever was on there, the lacquer on here. What are you talking about? You can't have it. You can't have it. So they literally take my lighter. But the funny part about it is I had three more of the same lighter in my bag, full with the butane.
And the bag is on the plane.
It's in my carry-on. I'm actually holding.
So it wasn't checked, yeah.
I didn't check it. I'm literally holding three more lighters in my bag right now.
So feel safe knowing that the X-ray and the X-ray system did not find the other three, but crack staff with human intuition did find the one bad one.
And I'm sitting there like, dude, are you kidding me?
Who knew you had cyanide in the lighter? I didn't know you could fit it in there.
And I explained to him. I said, listen, I can, if you want me to, I'll empty all the butane out so it doesn't work.
Right.
I'll empty every piece of it out. I go outside. Empty it out and come back in. Well, no, you can go check your bag. I said, man, it's not to be name brand, but I said, this is a Louis Vuitton tote bag. You don't check this bag in. It won't make it to the destination. Like, are you kidding me?
Your stuff will be coming out in a clear plastic bag.
Clear plastic bag. Like, oh, appreciate it. And I'm sitting there like, nah, man. And then So basically, you robbed me with no ski mask. And I know somebody just wanted that lighter. That's it. I just know. Just
so it's an expensive lighter?
I mean, it's a Zycar lighter, of course. Zycar's all expensive.
I don't. You're name dropping again.
Well, Zycar is like the Rolls Royce of cigar products.
Okay. But you had three more.
Yeah, I had three more.
Nonetheless, I actually called TSA to see if I could have it shipped immediately to Lambeau Field in Green Bay to try and set a fire under the butts of my Packers. That didn't work. So at least our college teams got victories.
Yes, they did.
Yours was a little bit more adventurous than mine. But at least we've moved up. You're hanging in there.
What's the rankings now?
Depends on which ones you look at. Wisconsin is 7 or 8
AP poll.
Didn't I tell you? What did I tell you?
We both said it. But we didn't up to our end of the bargain.
And we didn't. But you still technically.
We just got to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship.
You beat Ohio State. You win out. And a couple people lose, y'all backdoor your way into the championship.
No question. Like backdoor moonwalking, like with our pants around our ankles going, hey, we're just happy to be here.
But it is possible. I remember we had this discussion.
Yes, we were
the first to say this.
Yes, we were.
And we're not you know what? They can call us, you know, they got ESPN gurus that are just assigned to just college football playoffs.
Right.
But the one thing we said was the position that Florida State and Wisconsin was in a couple weeks ago. Wisconsin was in a couple weeks ago, gave both of them the absolute
this is why we're better than all those experts, because we don't limit ourselves and pigeonhole ourselves into just being an expert in one thing. Most of the things that we tell the listeners on this show come to fruition.
Yes.
Whether it be college football, pro football, basketball, baseball. I mean, we break it all down like mothers. And we don't hold back. And we don't charge you on an 800 number. And we don't give you the first one free just so that we can get your business off a credit card. We don't carry money in a backpack because we'd have to have it to carry it. You carry a Louis Vuitton. I carry something from Old Navy. So there you go.
If it was a backpack, I would have carried my old my Tom Shaw Nike issued backpack.
Tom Shaw?
Oh, he's speed coach, man. He's a Florida State guy. Used to be track coach at Florida State. Ran track at Florida State. They called him White Lightning. But he's a trainer.
That's what you call me.
You know what I do, because you're the guy.
I tell you that Barry actually did the show with Quentin Demps, and he says that he was exactly the same measurements as Quentin Demps, so he felt like he was a strong safety.
The problem with being a strong safety, you actually got to be strong, and I don't see Barry is not the he's not the strongest weed in the dispensary.
Well, he also has to be fast. So taking the fact that they would do nothing athletic in the process, I still don't see him as a strong safety.
Well, I think we should work out Barry. If Barry's listening, let's get him a combine workout.
Let's do it.
If he gets a 40, instead of 225, because we don't want to kill him,
we'll put him 185. Quentin Demps, when he came out, ran like a 4.39 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Barry ran a 14.39. That's about the same.
I think Barry might be able to give him a 6.0. I think he'd be able to run a 6.
You're out of your mind. By the way, Travis is struggling. We're going to get into this. But the reason why Travis is struggling with Movember, we found out too, is because Barry said there's no way he could shave because he has to have his face ready for his comedy shows.
His face ready?
Yeah.
But he has a face for radio.
Exactly. But he insists that this is the look that he cannot mess up.
So I'm the only guy that shaved. Well, you always are shaving.
I did not shave all week. And then because they said they didn't need me because of you, I finally shaved Saturday because my wife had enough of it.
Well, because we could have did No Shave November, or we could have did Movember. I personally love No Shave November because then I get to be what I'm always am, a bearded individual.
You are Prince Fielder meets Suge Knight in a dark alley and has an illegitimate child.
Yeah.
There you have it. Hey, we're here till 4 o'clock. It's good to be here on a Monday. Good to have Trap J back in. He's at TrapJ99 on Twitter. The man who made 99 famous before there was a JJ, there's a TJ, and that's Travis Johnson. Nick, no hit Nick behind the glass. Nick Sharara, fresh off a family vacation to Austin, in which they sang Holiday Road. And I am just me, Joel Blank, at Pac-Man Joel. You can reach us on Twitter, or do yourself one better, like Ernest already is doing, and chime in, 713-780-ESPN. You can text us, you can call us, and if we feel it's worthy and a good subject matter, and you speak well, we'll put you on the air. Sometimes even if you don't speak well, we'll consider it. We're here till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
JB, TJ, Nick. Travis has a new name for you, Nick. I'll let him get to that later. Because, Trav, you missed Friday, and we missed you immensely.
Yes, I missed y'all too, man.
And I know you did because you called me several times. But at the same time, hopefully you're not going to have too many more of these excursions. But while you were out, once again, people forget to listen to what I have to say. Not all the time, because, like I said, we give you a lot of good information. But they forget to listen when I say, I said the SEC was having a down year. I said, talk to me at the end of the year. Barry doesn't let me forget it, and then he brings up other things, and I say, just like everything else, let's play it out at the end of the year. Well, if I want to be that guy who decides that I'm still not going to play it out at the end of the year, how's the SEC looking today, people? Not so good. The snoozer, where I was pulling for LSU, Alabama pulls out. Okay, fine. Great. Guess what? Florida, bye-bye. Now you're at 22. You're on your way out. Terrible. Arkansas handled you. See ya. So, A&M, oops, again, as everybody knows that a Kevin Sumlin team always has one or two end of the year, oops, along the way, and no steam cleaning in the world is going to clean that mess up because now you're basically out of it. So, essentially, when I'm looking at the top 10 now, Travis, Auburn at 8, and they still have a wicked schedule. A&M is 10th right now.
Yes.
Which, okay, fine. And Alabama, obviously, at 1. That's 3. And then you got to go all the way down to where Florida's at 22, LSU's at 19, okay? And LSU's still got a gauntlet of a schedule, too.
And A&M still got to play LSU.
Right. So there's plenty to be discussed, but again, that's why I said we'll talk at the end of the year, because for all you people going, look at what we did this week and look at how great that. Okay, I said the teams that are normally there are not there. I said it's not a traditionally strong SEC season. Okay, I also was very clear to you people who thought I was just a basketball guy. When I first started doing this, I was going to show you and I was going to make some statements. I was dead on right about Jay Cutler.
Yes.
And that was proven, even though people wanted to pee in my Cheerios on that one. Well, guess what? Tastes great, less filling, and my cereal's better than yours.
Even though I would take Jay Cutler over Brock Osweiler.
And I think that I would agree with you on that. But yeah, that's just saying less about Brock Osweiler than it is more about Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that clear. And I said at the end of the year, we'll talk about the SEC. And you people keep wanting to bring it up when you get the, ooh, gotcha on that one. Guess what? This week, I got you. So we'll see how it goes at the end of the year. But I hold true to everything that I said that my sidekick here and partner in crime has already backed me on. So we'll see how it all plays out in the end. But right about now, I don't think you guys are crowning anybody, and you are who I said you were if you're an SEC person. And I feel bad for A&M because I actually was kind of pulling for them to have a Cinderella season. That obviously now is not going to happen. So we got that out of the way. Ernest, I know I don't want to take this call regardless because I'm done talking about what made me very mad yesterday. But after my Badgers won on Saturday, I was looking for a big weekend, and that didn't happen. I can analyze it any way you want me to, but if you have a question, I hopefully have an answer. Welcome to the show, my man. What's up?
What's up, brother? I've called a bunch of times, bro. But, man, I really don't have a question. I kind of know what's going on. I've seen it. I don't even want to talk about it either, but dude, I'm supposed to go to Lambeau Field in December to see the Texans play Green Bay. And now it's getting to the point where I don't even know. I already got my tickets, but I don't even know now if I want to take this trip because I don't want to spend my hard-earned money to go see a team that isn't doing that great. I mean, because this is my first NFL game ever that I will ever go, that I've ever
been. Well, okay, well, that means you need to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you first of all, you're going to
Lambeau,
the church of football stadiums in professional football. So you're going to the temple. You have to go. Okay, and you're going in December. So you're going to experience it the way it was meant to be experienced. Also, don't be a fair weather fan. Don't be the fan that a lot of people tend to be, especially in this area without naming names, where they jump off the bandwagon as quickly as they can jump on it. When you're a fan, and you stay that way. And just like I said, I'm going to bleed green and gold my entire life. It doesn't matter if they're up or down. And I can break it down for you, too. But I'm just saying, I have tickets to that game, and you have options. It's just like when we tell people that they complain about who's on other stations. You have options. Turn the station if you'd like and come to us because we think you'll like what you hear. And that's what aggravates me the most is people don't look at all their options and realize that we're out there on the FM dial and we give them plenty to consider. But it's the same thing with this. You could still sell those tickets, and because Packer fans are still rabid and because Texans fans want to go on the road and see their team, I bet you could probably I don't think I'm understating it by saying you could sell those tickets for probably close to double face value still, regardless of where the Packers sit. But I also don't think you'd be disappointed. You'd have a great trip. And I'll be honest with you. I believe still they're going to win the division because Minnesota has been just let the door wide open and they still have to go to Lambeau in December. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Aaron Rodgers. I think, quite honestly, reverse of what the Texans have, you've got a general manager in Ted Thompson that drafts so well and believes in getting all this young talent stockpiled that he doesn't go out, and Travis and I have talked about this, he refuses to go out mid-season and get what they need. They need someone to play tailback because of the fact that they have injuries. Well, they bring in a guy that they then cut who then went back to his original team and played this weekend. There was a guy that could have given you at least a couple carries and some yards. And then they're on their fourth and fifth corners against Andrew Luck. So your number one, number two, and number three corners are out. And yet, instead of going out and knowing we've talked about this, Cromartie's out there. There's guys out there on the free agent.
There's a lot of people out there that could help the program.
Even if you sign them short term, they get you through this period in the season. He refuses to do that. He doesn't want to mess with his salary cap. So am I upset and frustrated? Absolutely. But do I still see that there's light at the end of the tunnel? Yes. I firmly believe they'll make the playoffs, and I think they'll win the division.
But you aren't really messing with the salary cap if you sign these guys on for short term. Because, I mean, yeah, okay, 1 year, if you go over by a couple hundred thousand,
right,
they'll still be off your books. You aren't, if you bring in Cromartie, you aren't giving him any money up front.
Right.
You sign him to a vet minimum deal.
Right.
You bring in all type of guys, running backs, everybody. You literally are on 1 year deals that are prorated for the next 7 weeks.
Yeah, and that's why I said that's what frustrates me even more. They can go out and spend the money just to get a stopgap. Yeah. I mean, when the young kids come back, if you're insistent on, hey, these are our guys, then put them back in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
But at least you've got a cushion. What happened to them yesterday was, with all the mistakes that they made, and look, Rodgers put a ball right on the hands and the numbers of Jeff Janis, for which would have been about a 75-yard touchdown, yeah, and he flat-out dropped it because it hit him in a bad spot, right between the left and the right hand.
Well, I mean, outside of the squirrel yesterday,
which was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. You know, I sent little Clay a text, Clay Matthews a text saying, is the squirrel the new fly from you and Aaron's commercial?
That's great.
Like,
well, a lot of people were saying that the squirrel saw the end zone more than any of the Packers players did yesterday.
That's true, right? Ernest, if I'm you, I would go. Cause out of all the places that I played from Gillette to, Green Bay to
Kansas City,
you know, I'll tell you right now, it's one thing about going into Lambeau and not just getting a victory, but just the fact to be able to see, just the fact to be able to see the stadium, like when you're driving through, when you get off of the highway, and you're driving through a neighborhood, and you're thinking, where am I going?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like all these little houses, and then all of a sudden, you literally are driving, it's like driving through Siena, and when you get to the back of Siena, there is a humongous chapel of football that's sitting there looking at you.
I always tell people it's like taking a stadium and dropping it in the middle of the heights because literally you're going down Lombardi Avenue and you're seeing the houses you would see on 11th in Heights Boulevard. And then all of a sudden you come up and go, whoa, there's the stadium right there.
Yeah.
And you can see it from the road. It's elevated. It looks like you know, it's on a hill. It's an experience like no other, and you need to do it regardless of how the game goes.
No, with people like that literally are sitting in there on their front porch watching you show up.
Yep.
And are tailgating from
And if you get there early enough, you park on the street for free day of game. That's how small town it is. So that's a good experience, and that's the only thing I need to talk about my Packers because there's a whole lot of things that ought to change there. But that was tough. I see you, Carl, who says that he wants to know who the Badgers will be playing in the Big Ten Championship game. I hate to break your bubble, but I think Ohio State will beat Michigan. But I see you're a big Blue fan. And as long as the quarterback plays well for Michigan, you got a shot. But Ohio State looks pretty good.
I beg to differ, but we'll talk about it when we come back.
We can talk about that
break.
And a whole lot more. That's why we're ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
See, this is why, Nick, this is why you love when Travis is in. Because no one gives you a hard time about the music. Keenan's always hypercritical, and he's always, like, telling you what you have to play. Trav always does do, like, the one thing I will say is, he does make you, like, react on the fly with something that just pops into his gourd that he wants to hear and expects it to you to have it next break.
Right.
But, like, Barry and Keenan are always, like, changing the script on you and, like, going different genres and things like that. But you just, it's better for you because Trav just gets fired up whatever you play.
Yeah. Keenan likes that West Coast stuff. Barry just lets me know when he doesn't like something. He doesn't really have
that shot. I mean, he does the same thing to me.
I love West Coast is always my first go-to. But I love classic music. Like, I remember where I was when this came out.
Oh, yeah.
Flip. Flip.
You were clothed, right?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But when this thing dropped in Tallahassee, it was off the chain. It was off the chain.
Speaking of Tallahassee, where's your dealership, man?
On Tennessee Street. It's over there, actually, right before you get to Capitol Circle, going towards the airport. It's on Tennessee Street. It's been there for years.
You got an 800 number or, like, a commercial you want to pump to? No, I was just kidding. All right, so Travis is back after a jaunt to Tallahassee. The guys were ranking on you, too, by the way. What did they say Kia stands for?
Keep it affordable?
No.
That's what it used to be.
It was worse than that.
Yeah, it was worse than that.
Well, have they not?
It was like Fiat used to always be fix it again, Tony.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If they had, and I mean, ZT.
I tried to make your argument. You told me that the new sedan, the LeBron sedan, is like top of the charts.
The K900, it's on the same platform as the Lexus. It has more horsepower than the Lexus, and it's also 40 grand cheaper than the Lexus. I mean, we also have Mercedes, we got BMW, we got Toyota, we got Mazda, we got Scion. You can choose our other dealership, ZT Motors, if you want to go check it out, is in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Call Garrett, tell him Trap sent you. You know, and
I call Trap. I got nothing, and my wife wants a car. That worked out well. You know, Barry wants a gun and a mattress. I just want a freaking car.
Barry wants a gun and a mattress.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, getting people. Our listeners were coming through with him, and actually Keenan, too. Because after the show on Friday, Barry said, I need Keenan's number because Lauren Pope, I think it is, ended up getting a hookup for both of them on guns.
Like, what's the hookup? Is it free?
No. But I'm sure, you know.
I mean, I would love.
I think Lauren's husband or boyfriend is a cop or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't want guns. If somebody wants to donate a free over-under for me, that'd be great.
Well, I can just say from a mattress perspective, and the fact that Barry was itching all last week, like literally in front of me,
bed bugs?
It gave me the creeps that he was itching. And
so he needed a new mattress?
But he swears he needs a new mattress, so he had people working on that too.
Well, you know, Mattress Mac is one of the friends of the show.
Yeah, and he's going to be even bigger. He's going to be a sponsor, too. But you know, because we talk all the time, that all I got to do is send you to 45 North Exit, Tidwell Park, no, back orders. Buy today, get it tonight. I can tell you right now, he'll be there at the front desk, and he'll take care of you.
And Matt, I actually used to go over there and hang out. Because I remember I had an experience where I had it's actually a funny story. But I had a interior designer. And you know, I at first I'm like, yeah, you know, what's it going to cost me to do the whole house? And she was like, oh, just give me, you know, let me get 60, you know, so I gave her 60 grand.
Good Lord. Hey, Nick, why weren't we friends with Travis back then?
So I gave her 60 grand to do my house. And she goes, yeah, so I've only used half of it so far. This is when I finally, my house was done being built. She's like, I only used half of it so far. Well, she shows up. I have a bed frame. I have a 8-person humongous formal dining room table with this glass top that took 20 people to walk it in my house. It came with 8 chairs and I had a big, huge sectional couch. So I'm like, all right, well, where's the rest of it? She's like, oh, well, you know, that was 30. I said, what? I said, no, hold on. I said, this cost me how much? And she's like, oh, that was 30. I said, you know what? How about this? How about you just return my other 30 and I'll take it and what did the coach tell you? I'll take it from here. Don't worry about it. Yep. We'll take what the same thing Bill O'Brien told his offensive coordinator earlier season.
Yep.
I'll take it from here. I took it from there. I went over to, listening. I went over to gallery. And as soon as I walked in, it was Mac. And what's Mac's little right hand man over there?
Walt Dunnigan.
Is it Walt?
Walter's the little guy. The little guy with the glasses that always talks.
Yep. So is Mac and Walt. And so Mac starts walking me around. He's talking to me about Vince at the time. Vince wasn't even in the league yet. But he's talking about Vince. Vince is about to come up the draft because the house got finished in December. And he's walking me around. He's like, man, what do you like? What do you like? You know, so I take pictures of all the rooms. So then he's like, I get this for you. Hey, Walt, get him this. I mean, I even bought pictures to go on the wall because I was too lazy to go find an artist. He's like, oh, you want the pictures? And I mean, I had fake plants, all of that. And Mac took care. For the next 30 grand, I did the entire rest of the house outside of the electronics.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, the greatest thing is I tell people, that's a school field trip. Just going there with the animals and the monkey cage and the food and everything that he's got going inside the showroom. And then when you realize that the furniture's top notch. I told him I would put an electoral sign out in front of my house that says, my whole house furnished by Gallery Furniture, because there's no other place to go.
Oh, no, none. And you know what's crazy was that my daddy came to my house the first time and sat in my theater chairs that Mac had made for me in the Florida State colors with Chief Osceola's head on the seats. And my dad gets excited because he's like, man, these are some nice chairs. So I call up Mac and I say, Mac, man, can you do me a favor, man? I said, I don't know if you delivered to California or what, but my dad wants two chairs to go inside his little TV room that he has that's connected to his room or whatever. And Mac goes, oh, that's all he wants. Does he want cup holders? Well, you know, does he want to recline? I mean, let me know what he wants, exactly what he wants. And Mac had these chairs delivered to my parents' house in California.
Yeah, solid,
man. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way Mac is, too. I mean, people don't realize what you see on TV is what you get, and he is there at the front desk all the time.
All the time.
And he's fired up, man. He likes the show, so he said he's gonna jump on board, so we can't wait to have him.
That's all right.
That's our little Gallery Furniture stories, because we don't mind doing that. Oh, by the way, there was some football played this weekend. We have to get to some of that. We got to the SEC and the lack of it, and watched paint dry, although we did watch a pretty good football game, the LSU-Alabama game. Your boy Ed Ogeron taking his first loss at LSU, but I think he's still impressing people. Yeah. They do have a gauntlet of a schedule coming down the stretch, but at the same time, I believe he's warranted consideration for the job for next year.
I definitely agree. I mean, when talking to Coach O, I mean, regardless, you know, everybody wants to take shots at him and say, oh, it looks just like a Les Miles team. The offense. Well, guess what? This still is a Les Miles team. Just because we fired Cam Cameron doesn't mean we couldn't change the offense,
right,
or change, you know, what these kids have learned, you know, in a matter of 2, 3, 4 weeks. So we have to at some point something is going to happen. If this game would have ended 3-0, it would have been a great game. The fact is they took Alabama, the number one team in the land, into the fourth quarter with no points scored. Yeah, they didn't score any points, but neither did Alabama. You know, and at the end of the day, all the points came on breakdowns. It came on little kid plays that they just so happen to have a better athlete at quarterback than you do.
Yeah, quarterback. And again, it goes back to what we've said all season long. It's the same thing we said about Charlie Strong in Texas. We said about LSU. You can recruit with anybody in the country. You can get every athlete at every conceivable position, with the exception of the one that is arguably the most important in the entire program, that is quarterback.
Yeah, no question. And so I still think he deserves a look for the job. I mean, for one, you're going to save a whole lot of money. If you give him the job, yeah, it's not going to cost you $10 million. It might even cost you $5 million, but it's going to cost you. And I would give him that opportunity just because his recruiting skills. He embodies everything that LSU is. He is Louisiana,
he's born
and raised in Louisiana. He's an old Cajun man, and I think they can't go wrong with a coach like that.
I think the biggest thing with him is I don't think he's going to cost you as much as some of the other names that they're kicking around. And I think that because he's a native, because he understands, and because he's one of the best recruiters in the country, I think that he could get that most valuable position that they've been missing.
Yeah.
He could get a quarterback to go there and
do some things.
Plus, his staff would be full of guys with experience that could open up the offense.
And not just full of guys with experience, he's going to get guys who played as well.
That's what I mean.
That's one of the biggest things I think that he's going to have not only guys with knowledge, but he's going to have guys that played the game and can teach the game.
Well, we've got a guy here that's played the game. I can just teach it. And we're here till 4 o'clock. And at the same time, we haven't even touched on the new rankings in succession from 1 through 25. The top is the key is the top four, as we know. We knew the team very well that was at 4. They're no longer going to be there based on their little faux pas this weekend dealing with a team from the state of Mississippi. So then who fills that role? And let's talk about that and a whole lot more. Who do you think? Who do we think? How do we evaluate who's up there? We'll talk about that and more. ESPN 97.5. I ask myself why. You need muscle for the hustle. See who must understand. Can't work a 9-to-5.
So I'll be gone till November. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Travis Johnson, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So, Dr. Dre on 290 said, it's all good till you play E-40.
As long as you don't play E-40.
Which you just did. So I just kind of tipped him off that it was coming.
Yeah.
Because you do. But by the way, the things you miss when you're gone. Because if you miss one day, you miss a lifetime on this show, right?
I do.
So you missed the fact that I kind of gave Dr. Dre on 290 a hard time. He's got a good solid seat in the living room.
Yeah.
But he buddies up to Barry a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if you got it straight, Maya, who always calls to talk Rockets from the Red Rowdies,
She
literally changed her screen name from We Love Joel Blank to Fan of Jay Blank, which it still is.
Yeah.
So I said, so you love Barry, so what's the deal? His screen name changed to some things that I don't think I can even repeat. I'll let him try and tell you, but they were very Barry-centric, and they were about Barry's berries, pretty much.
Love Barry's berries.
So he's not afraid to, at least what carries Barry's berries, let's put it that way. But we bring this up because of the fact that in a very cool video from the weekend, Beast Mode himself, Marshawn Lynch, decided
awesome.
To reenact a story that maybe you could best tell of when he was at Cal.
Yes,
he took the really good cart, cart that they cart players off on.
He takes the stretcher cart. They beat. This is with him and it's actually his 2006. Him, Aaron Rodgers
right.
is his quarterback. They had what's the name of receiver? DeSean Jackson was playing receiver. Justin Forsett was also in the backfield. Well, they beat Washington in the last. I say two minute drill, they beat Washington. He rushed for a touchdown, ended up winning. And he jumps on the cart after the game and is literally riding around the entire field like he's ghost riding the whip. Like he's like it was the craziest thing I've probably ever seen at the time. Of a player getting on the cart. Like normally,
and if
you get
you're
on
Cal,
the cart,
you're not messing with him.
No.
Basically, you mess with his psyche and then you lose him and you can't afford to lose
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Because was tough as nails and he's running over houses.
And you let Marshawn be Marshawn.
Right.
And so this weekend, they actually gave away Marshawn Lynch bobblehead dolls with him on the actual, on the stretcher cart. So he comes out this week against UW, against Washington to play, Cal played Washington.
Right.
And he comes out with him and his mother, and they are literally doing donuts on the field on the stretcher cart. And he stops. His mother gets off, and E-40 jumps on. So that's another reason why we played the E-40 music.
That's basically the only reason why
because both of them are literally Bay Area legends.
So there you have it. So there's that story. And by the way, Cal did not do what I wanted him to do, which was put one on UW.
Oh, you thought that was going to happen?
Here's my thing, okay, and this is what I want to get down to. So, essentially, the way it looks like with the power rankings and the standings in college football, A&M falls after losing. So that means everybody bumps up, and it just seems inevitable now that Washington will, for the time being, fall into the number 4 spot. Yes, they're 6-0 in conference. Yes, they're 9-0 overall. But I keep asking the question, who did they play? Now, when they played Stanford, Stanford at the time was number 7. But they've since proved that they didn't belong to be anywhere near that. Even McCaffrey fell off the planet after being a Heisman hopeful. So the only other team that they've beaten is Utah. And I just don't think that they've played anybody.
Well, they here's the thing. I've watched them play.
Yeah, I've watched
them. Because of being a West Coast kid and being recruited by UW, I still love watching Pac-10.
I think Peterson's a great coach.
And, yeah, he is a very good coach. Ross, their receiver, phenomenal. He's going to be a top 10 pick when it's all said and done. When you're thinking about, they played some people. Utah was a top 20 team. Stanford at the time, yeah, they played Oregon, and Oregon hadn't been Oregon all year long.
Oregon looks awful this year.
But it's the way they beat these teams. I mean, 48 points, 31-24.
That was a good game. Utah was in it till the end. So
they were, but then you still got USC. You still got Arizona State.
Arizona State may give them a game.
And you still got Washington State, who's number 25. Mike Leach. But I think they deserve it. I mean, they've beaten the people they're supposed to beat, and they beat them like a drum, to be honest.
Does Pac-12 have a conference championship game?
Yes, they do.
Okay, that's important, too. And UCLA is terrible, too. I mean, look, the bottom line is that conference isn't very good. But they're doing – look, I can't take away from the fact that they're doing everything they're supposed to do. When you're a top 14,
exactly.
Just take care of business. You can't dictate what kind of rosters you go up against.
You can't what?
You just got to play the schedule.
You can't what?
You can't dictate what – why are you laughing at me?
Just because – I'll tell you when we get off the air.
Is there something you can't
– it's not appropriate, on the air.
A shocker on this show. Okay, so you think they should be there, and you think they'll be there at the end of the year?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they win out, they have to be there.
So I know we're going to have discrepancy.
I think if they win out, because y'all have how many losses do you have?
Wisconsin's got two.
Wisconsin's got two losses.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ohio State loses, which they will, to University of Michigan,
they'll lose to Michigan. They're going
to
get in.
They'll lose to Michigan.
Michigan's out, Ohio State's in. We'll see.
They'll lose to Michigan. Louisville might lose to U of H if the right U of H team shows up.
No chance.
There's a possibility.
I said U of H all the way until the SMU game.
And then I just said
they think Herman's leaving and they're mailing it in.
I thought the same
thing. You hear me, Scott? I said it.
I thought the same thing, but I think they rally around the fact is they say if we can't win like we thought we were going to do, one thing we can do is spoil somebody's season. You can be that season spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
You can be that team. And there's always that team in college football.
Right.
That is a season spoiler. When you look back in the day and you remember when UCLA played Miami to replay a game that they lost in the Hurricane in 1997. And Edgerrin James rushed for 300 yards on UCLA after Christmas. And it cost UCLA going to the national championship. Edgerrin James ends up going before Ricky Williams in that draft. You think about guys that when you think about teams like K-State against Colorado.
K-State always played spoiler.
Yeah, and then Colorado, if they went out at the time, this is early 2000s. If they went out, they go to the national championship game, and all of a sudden,
is that Cordell?
No, it wasn't Cordell. This is because Darren Sproles was the running back at K-State at the time. He rushed 200-some yards on them. Then you go back to, I mean, it's they're always that team.
Yeah, there's
that
always
spoils
a chance to spoil. The problem for me is the fact that if they had one loss, I could see him playing spoiler. It just seems to me like this was a team that was inflated to its absolute gills and full of energy and excitement. And then with one loss, they still said, okay, we'll be okay. But when that SMU game hit, it seemed like it sucked all the air out of everything that was good about this year for U of H. And like I said, early in the year, you said Louisville was going to come in and smash U of H. And I was like, no, I think – and I was with Nick, where, you know, that yeah. I thought U of H
– I still believe it. But what I really want to do, I want Louisville to lose.
Just to get him out of it? Or?
Just to get him out of it.
I'd love to see Jackson on a big stage.
I think there are a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Well, I'll tell you what. I thought they were a one-man band, but
I don't trust a quarterback with a running back mouthpiece in.
He's got to. He leads him in rushing.
I know. That's why I don't trust him.
just don't call signal when you got the mouth feed.
Exactly.
That's the biggest problem we got. All right, well, you got one in the books, two to go. When you're having fun, time flies, and it is flying for us. 713-780-ESPN. Why don't you join the show? We haven't even hit the NFL yet, except for the team up north that I didn't even want to talk about. So we'll talk NFL. Texans are back at it this week because they're getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who lost but looked okay, at least a little better. So we've got that to talk about as well. Plenty to talk about with college football, pro football, even the NBA, as the Rockets crapped the bed on Saturday night and are ready for a second load of tonight at in our nation's capital. We'll see how we see that one playing out. And talk about the Rockets weekend as well. That and much more. Tweet us if you want to get us on Twitter. Otherwise, hit us up on text and phone calls. We'll get you a part of the show. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.